All right, everybody, welcome to Get Tanked Happy Hour, live atop our beautiful Green Legion radio studios in Northern Liberties and the post-apocalyptic Philadelphia era of...
What is this, quarantine day number
quarantine day number six.
Oh, God.
I have a I have a creepy, creepy-ass story to tell you, dude.
Oh, dear.
And I've been saving this for...
You've been saving it for the masses?
I've been saving it for the radio show. I didn't want to tell you when we spoke yesterday.
Check that. It's day five. I've just been corrected.
That's fine.
It's day five of quarantine.
Chunk, what's up, buddy? Josh, Eddie, Tim, good to see all you guys joining us. Okay, so I'm coming back from the airport. As most of you know, I decided to spend my quarantine time in the Bahamas.
Awesome sauce.
Which I was quite happy to do. And when I got back, I'm literally in a cab. And I'm going northbound on the on 95, coming down the 95 bridge.
Correct.
All right. All of a sudden, we see a dude walking up the bridge.
Oh,
first
God.
Of all, there's no foot traffic allowed on the bridge.
None whatsoever. Yeah.
All right. He's walking up the bridge. All right. And people are starting to slow down, and he's like juking.
He's juking traffic?
Into traffic. We're all going, what in the ever-loving fuck is this guy doing? Right? He just walks right out in the middle of fucking traffic. Almost walks right in front of the cab.
Oh.
Now, there's a cop, and I guess somebody gave them a report that he was coming in.
Right.
And he walks out in front of the cop and goes like this.
What's up? Oh, God.
And then cuts across the rest of the three lanes, two lanes.
On the bridge,
and starts running up the fucking bridge. The cop, we could see it in the rearview mirror. The cop gets out. I don't know. I hope he shot him, to be honest with you. Fucking crazy
I don't I don't know about that, but I know the cop was like, damn, I'm about to get my exercise in.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about.
Yes.
We have some current events to talk about.
Yes.
A lot of it will not be the coronavirus, because this is all you're fucking hearing right now, and we're tired of it. We don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't give a shit anymore. I don't want to know any more about it unless I get it. I still think the whole thing is a joke. I could be found wrong.
I don't think it's a joke. I think some people are thinking it's a joke. And if you sit your ass down for the 2 weeks that they're asking us to, we wouldn't have to keep continuing to rekindle the 2 weeks.
We're good. Two weeks.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to bring more shows. We may even do a couple other shows next week. Maybe we'll do one Monday and Wednesday just to keep everybody entertained.
Because I think a lot of people, if they're like me, I'm tired of watching Investigation Discovery. It's only so much SpongeBob and other stuff that I can catch up with. And if I see another Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta or whatever the hell that crap is, if I see another one of those or the have and have nots, or if I see the guy dressed in the big tall guy that's dressed in the dress again, he's scared. Oh, God. I've never seen so much crap on TV in all my life. And I watch a lot of TV. And I watch an extremely lot, a whole bunch of TV.
And I'm sorry, I'm laughing so hard it feels like the coronavirus. So, Tommy Brower, Jeff Smith, what's up, brother? What's up, my pots? My best friend, Debbie, Tim, Bill, Joe. All right. So, first of all, if you didn't know, there's a lot going on with Green Legion Radio. The Get Tanked Happy Hour, Ice to Shorts Winter Sports is on sabbatical, of course, right now. However, we did get Skype up and running again. We may even give the number out if anybody wants to talk later on today.
Well, it's funny you mentioned about the shorts thing. We had to get him something to fucking do.
No. I've been trying to, and I was the one who wound up doing all of it. He was supposed to take care of all of the video stuff today.
Dude, I woke up one time, and it was like 15 text messages, and they were all from him.
Oh, dude, he doesn't stop right now. Doesn't stop.
And I think it's more so because he's not
he's only got nothing to do.
Yeah, he's not only quarantined, but he's hampered by his injury.
Officer Steve, what's up?
What a pops just checking
okay,
in.
So... Anyway, the Green Legion radio show, a lot taking place over the next couple weeks, couple months.
Right.
Still can't really discuss it because we're just not supposed to.
Right.
Just yet. But we will be. Download, rate, review us, subscribe, please.
Yes.
iTunes, Google Play, Green Legion Radio. The more listeners, the more we have an opportunity to become a real radio show. There you go. You heard it first. There is a very, very good chance that Green Legion Radio will be live on FM. Yes, that is FM radio. Mm-hmm. Here over the next month or so. A few things to work out. We're not going to talk about who. We're not going to talk about when.
What?
But we are going to
just
tell you right
just
now.
Just say we coming for you.
Yo, we coming for you. And we're also going to change the complexion
okay.
of sports radio. Yeah. That's going to be our job. A lot of remotes, a lot of being out and palm pressing, kissing babies, shaking hands, autographs,
having a
pictures.
Good time.
I mean, nobody wants my autograph. No, you know, they want his. as often as possible.
Yeah, you know, just basically we're going to be out having a good time.
Nah,
mixing and mingling
with the people. With the radio show.
Talking about sports, talking about all walks of life.
And most of the entertainment or the talent that you see in Philadelphia these days has been talent for so long that they forgot that their conduit to their job is their relationship with their fans.
Yeah, with the people.
And we're going to change that up. We're going to be out. We're going to be drinking with you. We're going to be partying with you. We're going to be talking sports. We're going to be taking pictures. We're going to be signing autographs. We're going to be having a fucking blast. And that's on deck. And Rexy just said we're going to have to really clean up our language. Yep.
We are.
We're going to need a full-time guy on 7-second delay.
This Rexy with the leadership coming in.
Yeah, Rexy with our leadership. Our leadership, leadership aficionado.
Leadership and integrity.
So that's what's on
the horizon
with us. And just an FYI, and let's get not out of the way, because these are the people that make this take place.
Yes.
Our sponsors: Green Legion Radio, Get Tanked Happy Hour, and Ice to Shorts Winter Sports. Miller Lite, if you're drinking beer, you're drinking Miller Lite. Stateside Vodka, that's premium vodka distilled right here in the Fishtown section of Philadelphia. Our good friends in King of Prussia at Workhorse Brewing. Our good friend Dan Hirschberg has taken care of us very well, which is also an opportunity to talk about one of our vendors. Partners, I guess you could say.
Right.
Xfinity Live is being extremely accommodating for us this year. All of our tailgates, since the turf field is no longer there,
right,
will be at 1100 Social, which means we have the ability to take up to 800 people per week, which is huge.
Awesome sauce.
Our good friend JP Lutz at Bucks County Baseball Company. Check them out online, buckscountybaseballco.com. Our good friend Mike McVay at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Yes, that's the Jeep that Diaz is currently driving. Our good friend Ken Hutchings and Pat Pavlicek at all the Cavanaugh's restaurants. Cavanaugh's River Deck will be open as soon as the weather breaks. Cavanaugh's Head House at 2nd and South. Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse on Sansom Street between 18th and 19th. Check out our good friend Paul working the basement bar. And, of course, Brian Pavlicek at the University City Cavanaugh's 39th and Sansom. Our longtime friends, employers, and Diaz and I, our old stomping ground. Unfortunately, the beautiful ladies of Delilah's are not at Delilah's right now, but the second that place opens back up, Tank and I will be there.
In there like swimwear.
Yep. Our good friends in Manioc, Bourbon Blue at the bottom of Rector Street, at the top of the hill, the Bayou and Cactus, and of course their love child, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in Philadelphia.
Boom shakalaka.
I'm good tonight.
Yeah, you're
right?
Pretty good. You own one.
Ken Davies and all of the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. Our good friend Jeff Quinn across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness. Our good friend Jari Evans, Somo Sophie. Don't forget about Somo and Manioc as well.
Yes.
And our soon-to-be, our good friends, Sean Brace.
Sean Brace.
And Philly Influencer, 102.5 The Gambler. And our boys over at 4th and John. You caught that, right?
Yeah, I caught it. Yeah, I caught it. You caught yourself good.
I was
about to interject there because apparently, I'm not going to say that, Andrew. Apparently the police put, they put out this this PSA announcement about nonviolent crimes not being reported. What the hell do you put that out for? Just don't do it.
Just don't do it. Exactly.
Everybody's messing up.
Thanks for ruining my segue here.
Sorry about that.
And our biggest sponsor, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia.
Yes.
All right, hold on. Zach just sent me a message.
What'd he say?
Zach, if it's important, call me because the phone is all the way over. I can't see it.
I can't see it either.
Yeah, we're not.
I can see it. I can see it says Chris Zach.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's about it.
That's about it. Just to be outside.
Hollis.
Today?
What happened in sports history today?
We're going to go with sports history today. Today is March the 20th. It's actually the 80th day of the year. You know that? The 80th day of the year, and there's 285 days left. We're going to start back in 1954 when then LaSalle, they beat Bradley for the 16th NCAA championship. Then we also have one of my favorite baseball players, Roberto Clemente. He was inducted to the elected to the Hall of Fame in 1950 some. I had the date here. We've been running around all day, folks. So I've missed a few dates, but it's important that it happened on this day. Also, the in 1987. Pete Rose went under investigation for gambling on baseball games. I'm going to give you guys some of my national holidays. As you know, one of my favorite pastimes is eating. Today is National Ravioli Day. Boom,
nice.
In your face. Also, today is Alien Abduction Day. I'm sure some of us would like to be abducted because we've been on quarantine. Also, today is Bock Beer Day. National Bock Beer Day.
And, that stuff's terrible.
It's horrible. I was going to ask you about that because I figured you probably tasted it. It's like, won't you be my neighbor day? Won't you be my neighbor?
Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
So today, and also, today is Sparrow Day, the bird, the sparrow.
Oh.
The Sparrow Day.
The Sparrow, that was the crazy religious dude in Game of Thrones.
Yes. I have a couple of quick birthdays on two different ends of the spectrum. One birthday, 1945, Pat Riley. The other birthday,
Stud.
1984, Marcus Vick.
talk about two different spectrums.
I did that purposely.
Oh my God. Marcus Vick was the most annoying prick in Philadelphia while Michael was here.
Well, yeah, because it's one of those things where it's like you can't control your family members. It's kind of like when there was questions about bringing DeSean Jackson here because his pop was so influential.
Nanette in Pittsburgh.
Actually, Pittsburgh, what's happening?
Oh, my God, Nanette, we got to talk. I'm coming to Pittsburgh this football season. Rob Vian, John Kahn. Guys, if you have any questions, we're monitoring the board
hey,
this time.
It's Chris Sackey. He's dealing with one sick one-year-old. Deal with that one-year-old. So if he wants to have Pops or Diaz, we're going to have Pops Diaz,
and Chris, we'll all be calling in at some point in time.
Oh, cool.
We're kind of getting back into the swing. Captain Demps will even get you the phone number, even though you don't know when to hang up.
Well, I was on Captain's page, and some things escalated extremely quickly on there.
He knows
what I'm talking about. It was kind of funny. So I think he went and got one of the new Eagles hats, the 1933 hats.
Okay.
And so he gets the hat, and he posts a picture of it. And so some guy posts, I guess I'll call it sophomoronic. A sophomoronic
fucking idiot.
Yeah. So then, well, Captain went back at him like so hard. I was like, "Wow, that escalated quick." It only took one comment.
Wow,
one comment. So we got to regulate that on Dempsey's page.
Get the sound to work from the board, Rob. Do me a favor. Get off your ass and come down and fucking help. All right.
I called it to the Rob
Jesus
Lee show.
Jesus Christ,
he's got a lot going on.
I know, it's great.
Yeah.
And all he wants to do is tell us how he's got everything going on.
No, he did.
All right. 7 fucking years you've been down here in the studio that I've been paying for, and you didn't bother to get this shit working for me then. Christ, dickhead, you don't get the studio number. How about that?
Yes, we've been. Joyce wants to know if we are social distancing and sanitizing.
Hold on.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, right here.
There's our social distancing.
I've got Johnny Walker Black to kill all the germs. And apparently we've run out of beer, so we've got this.
Yeah, we're White Claw Wendy right now.
White Claw Wendy ended up right now. Damn. I'm going to taste it, see what it
is. It's all right, man.
See what the rave is.
Uh-oh, here we go. Yeah, it bites back a little bit.
It bites back.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Drinks Johnny Walker Black straight and seltzer water bites back. You get that, everybody?
Yeah, but it bit back. It didn't have that savory flavor like a Miller Lite has.
All right, well, let's get moving here because we want to talk a lot of Eagles today. But first, we'd like to hand out the first ever Get Tagged Happy Hour Citizens Award.
Ooh, who's getting it?
To the owner of the Portland Strip Club. that just created Boober Eats.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's Boober Eats, everyone.
What's up, Mike?
All right. Boober Eats. Since there's a lot of strippers out of work, a strip club in Portland, Oregon set up a delivery service for food where the girls deliver it topless. Hello, Boober Eats. That's the way to go.
Awesome sauce. Well, you know, up that way, they have the most sexual novelty stores per capita. You know that, right?
Of course. There's nothing else to do because
it rains and stuff. What's up? My very first athletic trainer from college, Mike Brady's is watching us today. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
He's doing pretty good. He wanted to call in and talk trash.
Cool. Cool. So yeah, hold on. We're trying to sit a little bit closer to each other.
So you guys
can see us.
See
both.
Everybody.
Rexy, genius, right? Pure fucking genius. You can turn your phone.
I can remember.
I'm just trying to keep us both in that.
Okay. All right. There we go.
So yeah, Waylon, nice, right? I hear you, brother. All right. So,
Troy.
First of all, let's talk Sixers. Let's talk Flyers. Let's talk Phillies.
Yeah.
All right. Flyers.
Man.
I love how your season got fucking ruined. I'm not going to lie. I think it's hysterical.
It's only gratuitous.
It is the hockey gods slapping you for dedicating yourself to this team for as long as you have. I'm sorry. I am nothing but happy with the fact that this got stalled. We'll see. We'll see when they come back if they have the same fucking attitude.
Well, yeah, I kind of figured you.
But I'm still not watching.
I kind of figured you were going to be a little happy about that one.
I am ecstatic about that. What I'm not ecstatic about, well, actually, regarding the Sixers.
Right.
This might be good for the Sixers. All right. I'll be back when this segment is over. Captain, sit your ass down.
Where are you going, Captain?
Yeah, what do you have to do? All right. Well, actually, he does. He's on emergency alert.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But maybe this is an opportunity, A, to get healthy, which would be great. Is Ben Simmons have a chance of coming back?
He's got a chance. I think it's
a better chance now.
Yeah, it's a better chance now, and he had a good chance of coming back like late in the season because the back and the stomach are fickle parts of the human anatomy.
Okay.
And the back is like you never know when it's going to like go back out or are you going to get that sudden spasm.
I worry about four spots.
Which one?
Work with me.
You said four spots. I'm
pits, crotch, ass, and teeth.
Well.
And if you want to save money, you can use the same brush to clean all of them.
Awkward. Damn. So I think he was going to come back, but he still needed time to. I feel like he was going to need time to get back in game shape and to get back into playoff shape, too.
Now he has time.
Well, yeah, but you still. But what are they going to do when they come back, though? Are they going to play a couple of games and then start the playoffs?
Well, who knows?
No.
I don't know. Right now, I'm kind of hoping I get some of the money back I spent on this week.
Yeah. That's one thing, too. I think at first they were talking about just canceling the season, but then some people were like, you got to get some people some ticket money back. Like, oh, we'll play. Well, we're going to play.
John, Carol, Kathy, Julie Levy. What's up, baby? Bob, Larry, pleasure to have you guys with us right now. All right. I don't know if you guys have noticed. Did you talk about this?
My hat.
Oh, this is a great hat, man. I almost don't want to touch it.
You can touch it.
It is baseball royalty right here.
Well, see, on my hat, I got this hat. Thanks, Cindy Webster. That's one of my favorite people. She gave me this hat, and so we were doing a card show out at Valley Forge. So out of Valley Forge, actually, before the card show, I had an appearance with Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle. I had an appearance with him at a lumber yard, of all things. And so I went in and I was able to take pictures with him, and he signed my hat. Now, fast forward to about 2.5 weeks later, so I still got my hat on because I got Charlie Hustle's autograph on it. And then I'm at the card show, and Roy Halladay's there. So a friend of mine who's actually currently watching, Andrew Hurst, he wanted me to get Roy Halladay because Andrew's an avid pitcher out of Penn State, blah, blah, blah. But he wanted me to get Roy Halladay's autograph. So I got Roy's autograph. Well, he has to say, so they were like, do you want something else signed? So I had him sign right there. So pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome hat. And I was laughing because I had it hidden from myself for so long so that I wouldn't wear it. Then as I was unpacking one of the many bags of clothes I have, or boxes of clothes I have, I was like, oh, sweet. So now I got my hat on. Charlie Hustle and Roy Halladay, two of the great Phillies.
Where's your Morpheus glasses?
I got them. I was about to break those out.
All right. What are you doing? Talk about the Phillies and you don't have those up?
I was about to break it off.
There's not much to talk about with Phillies here, and to be honest with you, there's not much to talk about.
Well, yeah, I think the thing is
anything.
It wasn't much to talk about, but the thing that I do like is what they were doing in spring training. It's like in spring training, it was more defined, it was more disciplined, and it was more. You ready? Are you ready? Are you ready, Rex?
I'm ready.
More leadership. it was sweet. It was actually cool watching a quality managed game. Huh. And watching that stuff.
You're
that
the
we
only
watched.
Guy I know whose dick needs an instruction manual.
Awkward.
There's Rexy. There's Rexy.
Rexy. So it's like the
we said leadership. He goes, my man.
Well, no, it's like when you look at them, what they was doing in spring training. Because unbeknownst to me, on my TV, every time a spring training game came up, it came up on my TV, so I was able to turn to it and catch some of the game and catch some of the quality matchups. So, hopefully, they can carry that over to the season and they don't get rusty.
Well, it's going to be a lot of reruns on.
But who you think? Who you telling? It's like it's been. They've already
okay.
The
here
late
we go.
Night stuff.
I'm gonna help everybody again.
Okay.
All right. Let's go through it.
Okay.
All right. The Boys.
Right.
The Boys on Amazon Prime. Both Jack Ryans on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
All right. That's two seasons. The Expanse on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Four seasons.
Okay.
If you're a sci-fi person, Bill, Barry, Sean, what's up, you guys? And then on Netflix. If you are not watching every Narcos season,
yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
You are an asshole.
Yep. It was actually,
you are an asshole.
He got me hooked on it a little bit. It was pretty cool.
You got to watch the first three seasons of Narcos and then watch the first two seasons of Narcos Mexico after that.
And
that's the way to do it.
And if you're really trying to get in shape while you're at home, turn on Rex Kwando.
Is there leadership involved?
You don't know who Rex Kwando is.
I
do
don't.
Rex Kwando. You think people want a roundhouse kick with me wearing a pair of pants like this? Forget about it. You think people think I'm a loser because I go home to a Starlight night?
Oh, I know what this
Forget
is.
Forget about it. Yeah. Napoleon Dynamite.
Yep.
Rex Kwando.
All right, you guys, listen up. We're going to take our first break here on Green Legion Radio, the Get Tanked Happy Hour, myself and Hollis Tank Thomas. Don't go anywhere. We're going to play one song. It's a 4.5-minute song, and we will be right back after this.
Between a boy and man, to hear that song, then I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I like this
and we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song.
All right, we're back on the Get Tanked Happy Hour live atop the Northern Liberty Studios here in Philadelphia. Yes, this is a live show. This is me and Hollis Tank Thomas live. Look.
Like live.
Shoving
live.
Buddies.
Yeah, but I was...
Shoving Buddies. But I was remember that Family Guy?
Yeah. You remember what we just saw while we were setting up out the window? We saw two jets chasing each
crazy.
Other.
Crazy. I've never seen that.
Me
two
neither.
Jets that looked like they were landing at the same time or chasing each other in
or
the air
racing
to get there.
Or something.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So, yeah. All right, let's see if this works.
Okay, what you got going?
Well, I think we have our man about town, Chris Sack, on the line.
Gentlemen.
Chris, how you doing there, buddy?
Hey. It feels like it's been such a long time since I've called in.
It has been a long time since you called in.
It has been quite some time, sir.
As a matter of fact, I think I lost the subscription on Skype for the previous number about 7 months ago. I don't know.
Well, you know, I tried to be a gentleman and allow Diaz to call in first because, let's face it, handicapped people get preferred parking, so I figured I'd let him get the first slot. But, you know, the cripple, the funny thing is right now with Diaz's schedule, he's not going to call the Skype number until 5 o'clock in the morning when he texts us.
Oh, God.
Right.
If I roll over to another one of those text messages.
What the hell was that last night at 1:30 in the morning?
And then I was looking, I looked at you two guys' exchange, and I know you were just probably just like chilling, like, what the hell is wrong with
what
him?
What in the fuck are you doing, dude?
You said he took some painkillers and started drinking.
Did you take your painkillers with a shot of Jameson? That's what I was wondering. Chris, since we don't have much to add with Flyers and Phillies, I want you to just give us a couple minutes. Keep our Philadelphia brethren licking their chops for both sports.
Yeah.
To one start and one get back on, but what do you got for us this evening, sir?
Well, first I'd like to, I'm looking at the video with you two in there. I really enjoy it.
Right,
and
good thing.
Are you guys borrowing coconut oil from Gabe Kapler? Because you guys got smooth legs.
Hey, my legs are the worst, dude. I've got psoriasis scars all over my legs, man.
I'm pretty
but
smooth,
I do
sorry.
Have sexy calves. I'm not going to lie.
I'm pretty smooth myself. I'm sorry. I do use coconut oil on a regular basis.
He doesn't smell like it tonight, right. Though, dude. It's great.
Well, guys, I know you guys, you glanced over the Flyers, which right. I was not surprised, Quimby. Hollis, you would have embarked a little bit more
yes,
on there.
I was trying to reel him in, but he would not bite on it.
Well, it's funny, okay, because the Flyers seem to continue to get disrespect from Quimby and from Diaz. Mm-hmm. But I can guarantee you, I think collectively between the two of them, they may have watched one period of hockey this year, and it's all by Diaz.
No, correct? No. I do not want that much credit, sir. I have not watched that much hockey at all.
I watched a bunch of it.
All right.
Hey, you see
pandemic.
No, I was going to say you see my post that when I'm at the game in a shootout, right? You loved it. Don't act like it was.
I thought you were going to take over for Jim Jackson on play-by-play.
But go ahead. Tell us about what you're thinking about this pandemic.
Not the pandemic.
Not the pandemic, but what's going on
with
the Flyers.
No. Yeah. The part that sucks is it ruins our momentum. You know, we had one 10 in a row. We lost that Tuesday night.
Okay, so wait a second. Is that going to be your excuse?
Oh,
I just want to know.
Don't fall into that trap, Chris.
No. Yeah.
Don't fall into the trap.
You just walked into that pitfall alligator trap, bro.
Just continue with your commentary.
No. Unlike Diaz, I welcome expectations on my teams. Unlike Diaz, who tries to pawn them off. Like, he's, and I say this all the time.
Right.
He's like the big brother that always says, "Mom and Dad, but what about Timmy, my little brother?" Like, no.
You mean the prom queen yesterday because we didn't make a certain bracket list that nobody fucking cares about?
Oh God! I actually rolled over and rolled back over.
Yeah,
exactly. I was like, God, you guys are ruining my quarantine sleep.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Chris.
But I look forward to when they do come back. I've seen a tentative schedule that they're looking to come out with a mini camp at the beginning of July, finish the regular season at the end of July, and
right.
then you'll have hockey playoffs August through September. And then they'll have the draft and free agency in October, and then they'll start the new season in November. Like, man, I can't get enough of hockey as it is, especially playoff hockey. Can you imagine it rolling right over? And you're going to get basketball and hockey at the same time as playoff race baseball and the NFL starting up.
Yep.
How awesome is that going to be? You know,
it's gonna be
granted,
a fucking disaster,
enough,
dude.
We're gonna not know what the hell to watch, but it does make up for the ordeal that we're going through currently, because this sucks donkey balls.
This is the worst.
This is the worst.
I was telling somebody at work earlier, you know, because I should be. It was probably around 3 o'clock, and I said I should be leaving the beach or a pool right now down in Miami and heading back to the hotel to get ready for the Phillies. Marlins game a week from today.
Do you want to know how bad this is? They're playing replays of XFL.
Wow.
And I watched it.
Wow,
I watched
it. There it is.
I watched it.
Well, I mean, you've watched every episode of Mari, Hollis, so I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you were checking in on reruns of XFL.
I've watched every episode, but I've missed some times because of me heading out of town. Not out of town, but to see my trusty compadre Andrew on a workout. So that's why I DVR it, and I make sure that I bring it to you guys on Tank TV 78, powered by Green Legion.
Well, let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
What do you guys think as far as baseball is concerned? Do you say you come back first week of June and you have a 100-game schedule? That's got to be like they would have to completely redo the baseball schedule.
My bad, sorry. Go ahead because I'll tell you in a minute. It's cool.
They would have to completely redo the baseball schedule. I mean, you can't come in. Say if like you're front loaded on the schedule and the team in your division, like the Braves or the Nationals, they have home games at the end of the year. You can't just pick up. You have to start off and create a new schedule for 100 games. I would believe you try and tie it in as best you can to the current schedule.
Do you think
100 games? That would be a lot of fun,
right?
With 4 months worth of baseball, everything crammed in. I think it would be very enjoyable.
Yeah, and also, I was going to ask you, do you think that's going to be fair? And actually, fair doesn't even matter at this point. It's just I'm waiting to see which sport is going to have the best competitive juices. Because I know this is probably not a popular thing to say. I'm tired of seeing people go across and exchange jerseys after the game, after I'm supposed to be trying to kick your ass. Excuse the language, but exchange jerseys at the end of the game. I don't like you.
Hey, you know who you have to thank for that?
Who's that?
AI.
Oh God. Now, one of the things I was about to start yapping at, one of my former teammates, Steve Martin, he just popped up. He was here doing Andy Reid brought in Steve Martin. He was a big one of my D tackle brethren. He's pretty cool. So, thanks for joining us, Steve. I can see that the quarantine is real.
Perfect.
So, you know,
perfect.
Hollis, while I'm on, and you know, I know, you know, you guys have other, you know, whenever Diaz actually does call or Pops or,
yeah.
You know, Cap. But Well, I have you. I want to know what you think about the Eagles' moves the last few days. I know we kind of had it in the text thread. I kind of want to hear your end of it as far as the new defensive tackle and what's your opinion of him and what you've seen on the tape.
Chris, we're gonna hang up with you because we're gonna talk about that. Well, that was on deck.
It was on deck. Okay.
Just know next week that all of us are on video the entire time.
At the same damn time.
And we can be as remote as we want. So
I got tank. I got sack at the same damn time. Oh.
But we're gonna get to that. We're trying to hold everybody out just a hair, but we're gonna get back onto Eagles just as soon as we hang up. And brother, we appreciate you. Make sure you stay safe and healthy with your two boys.
Before you let Sack Miser go, tell me what you were thinking of spring training so far.
Other than the discipline,
and us looking like an actual.
Other than the Rexy leadership quality shown by Mr. Joe Girardi,
and us actually looking like a damn good Major League Baseball program now.
Let me ask you guys a question: is Gabe Kapler still in Phillies camp?
No, he's not.
Then we're already better.
No, and I am ecstatic for that. And I will lay claim. I said this 2 weeks ago. When we were all last together up at Diaz's apartment complex, I will say this all day, and I don't give a crap if they're going to take games off of the schedule. It's only 100. He will get fired at the end of the season, and I can't wait to let. He is Chip Kelly baseball version, and I can't wait until he goes away, flies away to whatever planet he's from, and we never have to hear from him again. He is a Looney Tune.
That's awesome.
And that was Chris Sack.
Chris Sack. Hey, we appreciate you, brother. And again, next week we're going to have this whole thing ready to go, set up. I gotta buy a powerful laptop. That's the whole deal.
We'll have it a lot better.
We're gonna be fucking awesome next week.
Yes,
man. Brother Chris, we appreciate you, Sack Master.
Way to go, Sack Master.
Stay safe, guys. Be careful out there, everybody. Stay indoors. Quarantine yourselves as best as you can, and we're going to get through this. Let's just suck it up for 2 weeks and get out of here.
Hey, let me give you how much I think about that. I just quarantined myself with a 375-pound black man.
Oh, God. It doesn't get any.
That's 375 pounds of love. Clint.
Yeah, it baby.
It doesn't get any more teamwork like than that.
Oh God! There's almost 650 pounds in this video frame right now. I don't know how the fuck we're doing it.
It's tantalizing meat for the ladies. That's what it is. Don't act like you're not impressed.
Exactly. Brother Chris, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Easy, guys.
All right, love
all right, Chris.
I love hearing.
Yeah,
I love
the Sack Miser.
He is the man. Oh,
I've also been watching. Dr. Pimple Popper?
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, this is gross. I was like, what's? I know, but it's like people with people with come up with bumps, and if they're like actual, pretty much like pimples, but giant pimples, and she's actually changing people's lives with this stuff. And you don't realize how lucky you are to not have how blessed you are, rather, that you don't have a blemish like that. That where every time somebody sees you, that's what they're looking at, and they're bothering you. So it's actually pretty
weird
cool to
conversation.
See.
Weird conversation.
It is weird, but I'm just saying what's happening during quarantine.
I got you.
What have you guys been doing during quarantine?
Well, I don't even want to know. honest with you.
Besides self love.
Hold on, I got a clip for that. Keep going.
Besides the self love, hey, everybody has to love their stuff, because if you don't love you, who will? Exactly. How do you expect somebody else to love you?
Hey, I wish I could teach everybody to love me the way I do.
That's why you're supposed to teach them.
Working on it. We look like we got a little bit of video.
We got a little bit of video froze. Hold on a second. Let me see.
Low network connection. What the fuck does that
mean? It's lymphoma. Yes, that's it. Is a lymphoma. Yes. Thank you, Andrew. What up, Al? Al is transportation for like all the sports, so he's been through all the championships and all the everything.
We're frozen over here.
You frozen? I'm not frozen.
Look at this video. That sucks. You know what?
PC principal. What the does that mean?
All right, here we go. Here's a little.
Let it go. Okay, I'll let it go. Don't worry about it.
Here's a little time to masturbate.
What?
There we go.
I got.
Here we go. Turn it down.
It's yours.
Why do you have sound? Oh, that was me.
Yes, that was you.
Okay,
turn it up. I can't hear you.
Okay, hold on.
The people want to hear what you're saying.
Here we go. I got it, everybody. Sorry.
Peter, what the hell is that?
It's a space shuttle, Lois. I figured with unlimited free gas, I can finally afford to go into space.
Why is it every time I open this door, you seem to be in some ridiculous vehicle you've inexplicably acquired?
I got this at a NASA auction for next to nothing. They were going to scrap it because there's some minor mechanical problems or something. Instead, they sold it to me. Very simple explanation.
Very simple.
I do not want
very
you trying to fly that thing. You're not even a trained astronaut.
Relax, Lois. Nothing bad ever happens to space shuttles. Now stand back.
What you
guys gonna hear this? Hold on, it's coming.
I'm back from space, everybody.
You got lucky, Peter.
How was it, Dad?
Oh, mind-boggling, Chris. Barreling around the Earth at 5 miles per second, watching the sunrise over the Sea of Japan, it's indescribable.
Here it is.
Plus, I had lots of time to masturbate, which in space is great, except after a while, it's like living in a snow globe.
No, don't worry, Andrew. He got it.
Yep.
Andrew knew where you were going with it.
Yeah, he did? Okay, good. You know what? And that's one of the things we'll be able to do once we get all this technological shit lined up.
Well, yeah, we have it, but it's like so much stuff that we're trying to do, and we're trying to do it on the fly because we're man and we think we know everything, but we have to realize that sometimes we just have to take our time and get it right.
We are not. All right, you guys, listen up. We're going to take one other quick break here, 4-minute song. We're going to go do a shot. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk all Eagles
birds,
for the rest
go birds.
Of the show. You guys, be back on Green Legion Radio, the Get Tanked. Happy hour, right after.
No more dough. We can't even kick it no more.
All right, everybody. I just got tired of Morpheus over here being the only one wearing cool-ass shades during our show.
During our show? I still have the green pill for you.
There it is.
Just waiting for the green pill.
Isn't it the blue pill? Isn't that the one you want to take?
We're Eagles. We're birds.
All right.
Go birds.
Everybody, we just flipped over to the Green Legion Facebook page. If you guys were watching us on my profile or on my my profile page.
Yeah, it's on your profile page.
We just flipped over, and I'm not wearing any stupid fucking sunglasses. We're here to talk some Eagles.
I knew it! I win!
This is the last segment of Green Legion Radio, the Get Tagged Happy Hour tonight. Again, we're not going to be able to talk about, or we're not going to be able to take your questions right now, and I apologize for that, but we wanted to get to a larger audience here because we have some stuff to talk about. And all right, first of all, I'm going to deflect to you.
Okay.
And say,
I would like for you to get your opinion out first because I think your opinion is that of a mass of people.
I hope so.
Yeah. So,
but all right. So. All right, here's our take so far. Here's my take so far on free agent. All right, okay. When we signed Javon,
mm-hmm.
okay, and it's not Javon, everybody. It is Javon.
Yes.
Okay, when we signed Javon Hargrave,
okay,
dude is a stud.
Stud. Yeah.
All right, and a young stud.
Yeah,
27 years old. Man, you can't be happier,
right?
Getting somebody like that.
Yeah,
I was concerned mm-hmm. about. Okay. Well, now we have the defensive tackle mm-hmm. position, and without Whiteside,
right?
In there, you got $44 million a year,
right.
Committed to the interior
destruction.
Okay, now I get that,
right?
But these are my original thoughts, and okay. I'm going to go through every one of them, and you know you guys can all dispute
point by point,
them.
Yeah.
So my timeline says, all right, why are they getting another defensive tackle when they need a stud defensive end? All right, mm-hmm. Brandon Graham is a nice defensive end.
Right.
All right, and I'm sorry. You know what? You could pay him $100 million right now, and I'm good with it because he won us the Super Bowl. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's
versatile. He's versatile, but continue.
Well, no, but he won
yeah.
us the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He made the play that won us the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay? So I'm good with that.
Right.
But Derek Barnett, all right, still.
And Josh Witt. Oh, God.
Well, just not, you know.
Not enough.
Not what you expect yet.
Right.
Now, most of the time, when you draft a stud DN,
right.
you're going to know by year two whether or not these guys are serviceable.
Exactly.
All right. And Barnett is going into
year three.
Year four.
Well,
he's
going
into year four.
Remember, he was injured one year.
I forget.
He was injured one year.
Yeah, so. I think he's going into year four.
This will be year four, but year three actually playing.
So why are you committing so much money to an interior position? And I know you like to build from the inside out,
right.
but I thought that meant from the lines out.
Not
from the inside of the lines out. Why are you building from there when you need a DN,
right.
when you need a stud DN.
Right.
All right. Well, now as I calm down a little bit,
okay.
as I start to think about it a little bit more and accept what has taken place.
Uh-huh.
By the way, for everybody on the Green Legion Facebook page, Hollis Tank Thomas, who is pissed off that I'm inquiring or even judging
the defensive tackle
position.
You have every right to. It was only two things about that.
Hold on.
Go ahead, I'll let you finish
it. Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Come on, get with me. Come on.
I kind of feel as though we're not done yet.
Right.
And that is that's where I want to be.
Right.
We're going to get into Javon Hargrave.
Right.
We're going to get into Darius Slay.
Right. Big play,
Slay. Yeah, well, here we go. Here's the fact. We made Fletcher Cox
right.
the highest paid defensive tackle in the league
right.
when he got his extension.
Correct.
All right. But he was not the best defensive tackle in the league, and that bothered the shit out of me.
He's one of them, though.
Well,
he's right up there with Aaron Donald.
He's top five. All right.
Yeah, that's
but
yeah.
you take away a couple of games from him, and all of a sudden, Not so much.
I'm going to have to look at it.
Take away the Redskins game from him two seasons ago, and he has seven and a half sacks.
I'm going to look at some tape. I'm going to look at some tape. Keep going.
Please.
Keep going.
We love to argue. Anyway.
Keep going.
I am great with signing Darius Slay to the highest cornerback paid in the league because he is arguably, and we had this discussion,
the best cornerback in the league today.
I have a problem signing Fletcher Cox to be the highest paid defensive tackle in the league when he is not, and he still isn't, and he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I got to be honest with you, he's a great player, but he's still not shown me that $90 million contract. I haven't seen it. So my question now is, are they done?
Mm-mm.
Are they going to cut Fletcher Cox?
No.
Are they going to cut Malik Jackson? Mm-hmm. Are they going to trade either one of them? Okay.
Probably not.
And we all want to know. We all want to know right now.
Right.
Is Yannick Ngakoue a possibility?
I hope so.
Now, if I'm saving all my judgment until the end of free agency.
Right.
Because if they can figure out a way, and I don't know how, you're going to have to move Barnett, which, by the way, thanks. I'll take you to the airport and buy you a ham sandwich. But if you can figure out how to take Ngakoue away from the Jaguars, now
is the time.
Now you're dangerous.
Right.
Now, not only are you dangerous on the field, but you're dangerous in the clubhouse.
Correct.
You're dangerous in the minds of everybody on offense you play.
Correct.
Because you have to wake up that Sunday morning and go, oh, my God, I'm playing against Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox,
Ngakoue,
Javon Hargrave, Malik Jackson, and Yannick Ngakoue.
Fletch is going to be in there.
I'm saying there's a rotation there in that middle.
And you just said it, but continue.
But now you win the mental game.
Right.
Now you win the trash talk game.
Right.
Now you are fucking nasty. And
you're a beast.
And I could not give a shit, even though this is what you and I had discussed
right.
and said we needed. I could put
TJ.
I could put Diaz in his current situation at middle linebacker.
TJ Edwards.
And I'm fine with him.
TJ Edwards. He's gonna be the middle linebacker.
I get it.
I love TJ.
TJ. It's good.
That's
and
my
we
guy.
Like him.
I love, yeah.
All right. But it doesn't matter to me right now because you just got formidable in the backfield.
Correct.
And you and if you can make this move, all of this is predicated on making this move.
Well.
Because right now you do not have a stud DN.
Right.
All right. I want a stud DN. I want a stud DN that collapses everything. I want a guy who you cannot double team.
You want a guy who comes off the edge and makes the quarterback step up into the turmoil that our interior guys is creating.
And with Brandon Graham and Yannick Ngakoue on the edge, oh, my God, Malik Jackson, Fletcher Cox,
and
Javon Hargrave are going to have a fucking Chinese buffet field day.
Exactly. It's exactly what you said. The main thing is the most time when we were winning, we were rotating our defensive lines. Rotating. When you get that rotation.
But you don't have anybody to rotate on the end.
Exactly.
Right now.
But
we're working
on that, remember? You got to be working on it.
I'm saving judgment.
Right. That's what
because
I
don't I don't understand in a passing league.
Right.
Why you would load up $44 million in the interior defensive
clear
line.
And pleasant danger.
Clear and pleasant danger?
Clear and
pleasant. Did you guys hear that?
Clear and pleasant
danger.
That was
Hollis Tank Thomas, clear and pleasant danger.
Yeah, because it's right there on you. It's right coming from underneath the center. The main thing that I was happy with us going to get the Hargroves because they wanted him before they drafted Saliamua. So it was one of those things to where we get the because both of those guys were rated exact same. The Steelers obviously took him, and I've watched the kid go throughout the seasons, throughout the few seasons that he's played, dominate in the interior. And I like him mainly because he's hungry, and he'll add pop to what we got.
Hey, you know what he doesn't do?
What's that?
He does not skip leg day.
No, he doesn't.
He's
a man amongst boys. And the other thing,
Have you seen his lower half, man?
Yes, I've seen it.
It is you. It is Corey Simon.
It's what we would call big pantalones.
Oh, dude. It's like you got his arms aren't that big.
Yep.
All right. He kind of looks a little unorthodox. How big his lower half is compared to his arms.
He reminds me of Bill Johnson. Bill Johnson didn't lift a single weight, but he would club you off the screen. No matter what offensive lineman you were, no matter how great you thought you were, he could club you off the screen. That's one of my favorite players still to this day. But what you're talking about though is you build from the interior of the line because you need those three guys. You need those guys in the interior to rotate, and you need them to constantly create pressure to push the quarterback so the quarterback doesn't get the opportunity to step up. When a quarterback steps up as a defensive interior guy, you should be pissed.
Exactly.
And it's like he should never step up. He should only step back and out.
Yep.
And then once you get that, it's like we have some guys, and we also have some young guys too, that a couple of young guys are coming back also. But I'm not counting on them. I do want the guy out of Jacksonville because that would galvanize us.
If
you galvanize that front like that, and you have Slay, all we have to do is get another formidable cornerback.
No, I don't. You know what? I don't even know if you need that. That pocket is going to collapse so fast.
Yes.
So fast. It will be indicative of the line you were on.
Yeah.
All right, with Hugh.
Corey Simon.
Corey.
Paul, the Grass Manis.
Who
else? We had Brandon Whiting.
Corey Simon.
Corey Simon, Derek Burgess. The Freak.
Oh, Javon. Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And maybe that's part of the plan.
Right.
Maybe part of the plan is, okay, don't worry about it. We're going to make sure our cornerbacks don't get eaten alive because we're going to get to the quarterback in less than 3 seconds.
Yes, you're supposed to get there in less than 3 seconds anyway.
Well, it's 2.5.
It's two. In our meeting room, if Tommy Brazier gets to two, you've lost.
Everybody watching, listening, all right, do yourselves a favor. Look at the highlight reel prepared for Philadelphia Eagles fans on YouTube of Javon Hargrave.
Whoa.
This guy is a bull.
You know,
he has absolutely no interest whatsoever in trying to move around somebody. He will literally push your ass into the quarterback.
So let me ask you this. You don't remember him in London? When we played them in London, when the Birds played them in London, and they were running away from him?
No, not in Ndakwe. I'm talking about Hargrave.
Oh, Hargrave, from Pittsburgh. Okay. Hargrave, too.
No, I'm talking about an interior lineman.
Interior lineman? Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I should have said that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about an interior lineman that just pushes the center.
Yeah.
And whatever inside tackle you have
total
on him
destruction.
Just pushes it. It's like Varsity Blues and what's the fat guy's name?
Hold on. Were they running Doggy? Are they running Doggy over
what's the big guy's name?
Which one?
Shit, from Varsity Blues. It had the pig.
I can't remember his name. But I will tell you, it's like running Doggy. You don't know what Doggy is, do you?
No.
Your Doggy is from Unnecessary Roughness. But it's like we're running Doggy right over you. Pick up the pieces.
Hold on, I got it. It was, well, he died, actually.
He recently passed away.
What was his name? God damn it. This is the problem. I know half of you out there know.
We are far away from that, aren't we?
shit.
I don't know. How about, Rob? Oh, I'll pour you a drink, Rob. I got a little bit of Johnny Walker left here.
Hold on.
In my archives.
God, what the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know.
I drink too much. That's what's wrong with me. I drink too much, everybody.
Not really.
Billy Bob. It is. Hey, put me in. Put me in. When he blasts through the double team on the punt and blocks it in the second to last play of the game.
Right.
All right. That is Javon Hargrave. That is Javon Hargrave getting to the quarterback, the ball. He has a nose for the ball.
Have you seen Wildcats?
Oh, God. Goldie Hawn?
And Finch?
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm not playing unless they pay me.
And the big guy pulls the money out of his fucking...
Yeah, he tries to pull the money. Yeah, yeah. You know, he was a All-American, actually, world champion wrestler.
Who?
Finch? Yeah.
Really?
I didn't even know that until they told me.
All right.
It was a great movie, great football movie.
What do you think? You want to take one more quick break? Come back and let's talk about Darius Slay?
Yeah, we can talk about Big Play. Come back and talk about Big Play Slay. And then everybody keeps talking.
Uh-oh.
He's got something going on here. Everybody keeps talking about going offensive. It's like, yeah, we can go offensive, but there's a lot going on.
I think that's the draft.
A plethora of things going on in the draft.
Yeah.
Because you kind of want to groom these guys. You kind of want to groom them to your own liking. Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah.
Everybody on the Green Legion Facebook page, don't go anywhere. Myself, Quimby, Hollis, Tank Thomas, we'll be back on Green Legion Radio, the Get Tanked Happy Hour, right after this.
Return of the man.
coming in hot.
All right, we're back on the Get Tagged Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio.
Yes.
All right, the theme of the rest of the program.
Big play, Darius Clay.
At the pit. Everybody gets slayed.
Yes.
What movie?
At the pit, everybody gets slayed.
At the pit, tonight.
Tonight.
Everybody gets slayed.
What's that? What movie is that?
Come on, baby.
I've been quarantined.
One of the best movies of all time.
Your arms are too short to box with God? I
don't... PCU.
Is that, wait a minute, PCU, is that a football
Jeremy movie? Piven. The politically correct university where they're getting thrown off campus.
What's the name? Russia? It's not Russia, is it?
Huh? No, you don't know PCU. You have to watch PCU.
I have to watch PCU.
There you go.
Because I've watched the program. I don't know if you watched that.
Okay. Of course. James Caan.
Are you leading me on?
What was the...
You lead me on?
What was the defensive end's name?
Latimer.
Not Latimer.
Latimer, yeah.
Latimer.
You know he's from Pennsylvania, right?
He's nuts.
Yeah, he's from Pennsylvania. I didn't know that until I was watching Batman with the Penguin. He was one of the firstborn.
Okay,
he was firstborn. So
we re-signed Jalen Mills.
Yes,
to a 1-year deal.
Yes, he's moving to safety.
To move to safety.
Correct. Re-signed Rodney McLeod.
I like bringing back Rodney McLeod.
Yes,
I do. Provided he could stay healthy.
Yes,
I think he's a very good.
Tremendous.
Player.
Yes, he's tremendous and smart.
How do you feel now about the secondary, the way it is, if they make no other moves? Okay, you got to remember, all right, Howie is a genius. First of all, Howie, okay, Green Legion Radio, Green Legion,
yes,
Quimby, Craig Chinosky, owner.
Yes.
I give you guys shit all the time. You have had a hall pass for a couple of years. And I love what you're doing. You are making moves, man. You're not sitting on your laurels. You're not waiting. I don't like... There's two things I don't like.
What's that?
Right now. All right. I am still not comfortable with Miles Sanders being your running back.
But it's not over yet.
I get it. But the amount of money that you're dumping into the defense, which, by the way, let's be honest...
It was Achilles' heel. Dude, hold on. No, okay. I
think you had more glaring issues on defense than you did
on
offense.
So this is what I'm going to tell you. So some of the games, it's like we all want to see Carson, right? But you cannot see Carson if our defense is on the field 80% of the time. If our defense can't get off the field because our corners run 4-5s and their guys are running 4-3s.
I'm with you.
We gave up 30 plus yards passes last year. That's double of any other team, man.
With you.
Yes. Yeah, so what we need to do is we need to shore up that side of the ball, get some people in the secondary. And not only get some people in the secondary, but get some guys up front to put pressure and constant pressure just in case somebody may go down. So you get the guys.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Slow down, brother.
Okay.
This is one of the first times you're ever going to see me
good things.
Argue.
Okay.
All right? I agree with you.
Right.
I agree with all of it.
Right.
All right? And defense was where you got hurt the most.
Correct.
But.
That's the but.
Okay. Let's talk about.
Okay.
Who you have on offense right now? All right?
Okay.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. All right. First of all, Brandon Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Love that you got him locked
up. That's my guy. I just saw Brandon.
Right. Lane Johnson. Love that you got him locked up.
Yep.
Kelsey's going nowhere.
Right.
Okay? Now we have two positions on the left side.
Sally Moore is going to play one.
Okay. The blind side. The blind side. Now, are you comfortable? Are you comfortable?
Are you comfortable
with
Dillard?
Jordan Mailata or Dillard. Andre Dillard as your blind side tackles? I am going to say right now, no, I am not. Andre Dillard cried to Doug Peterson the first week of training camp.
And
you're a millennial. You're Gen Z. You're kind of a pussy. You're a big dude.
And in knowing that.
But I want you to be angry.
Yes.
I want you to be. Okay, sorry. We're going to transform and cross pudding? Race lines. Okay?
Okay,
I want you to be an angry black man.
Just be an angry man. Just be a man.
I just want him to be angry.
I want a whirling dervish. But yeah, it's
so hold on a second.
It's to what you say. To what you say.
Well, here we go. Real quick, and you guys are going to have to hear this, and you might not want to because it's a bit deceptive. But we know Jordan Mailata last year.
Right.
All right. The guy everybody wants to see emerge.
Exactly.
The guy who we want to hang our fucking hat on for the next decade.
Abracadabra.
All right. He was not injured last year.
He was ceremoniously injured.
He was not injured last year.
I know I should have.
My back. No, okay, his back was fine. They put him on IR because they didn't want to give him up to anybody.
Exactly. But it's happened before. I don't know if you remember Steve. You remember Steve Neal?
I remember everything.
No. You remember the Steve Neal is the guard that ended up going to New England and being an All Pro for like 7 or 8 years. He was here first.
Well, hold on.
And he got snatched up.
Here's the question.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, defense necessary.
Right.
But here is the real question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you comfortable with Jordan Mailata or Andre Dillard protecting your franchise quarterback? Because as we saw in the Seahawks game,
right,
if Carson goes down, we don't have shit.
We got Nate back.
Huh?
We got Nate back. Nate dog.
Are you really bringing Sudfeld into this?
Too soon.
Okay.
Too soon.
All right. Are you guys comfortable with that? All right. Okay. Out of all the positions, of all the positions on the field that have to be addressed.
Okay.
There is one that to me is glaringly more important than every other position, period.
QB backside.
It's the left tackle position.
And to what you're saying, you don't watch everything like I watch everything. It's some beasts.
Be careful.
Yeah, I do. No, it's some beasts coming.
I just happen to be drunk.
There are some beasts coming out, and I think we're going to draft the offensive tackle. And it's got a lot of guys that are ready right now. And with Stout guy, with the offensive line coach that we got.
All right, I'm stopping you.
Okay, stop me now.
I'm stopping you. I love you. I respect your football knowledge more than anybody I know.
Okay.
I respect your football knowledge more than anybody I know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you comfortable right now with Andre Dillard or Jordan Mailata protecting your $120 million quarterback, the cornerstone of your offense?
Hmm. No.
No, I'm not either, okay? That is what is baffling me. Okay, look, if you're going to let Jason Peters go, which, by the way, I'm going to let you know right now, I was a proponent
of letting him go. Now you're like, please come back.
Come back.
You can blame it all on me. Yeah. I was wrong. And I just can't live without you.
And this is the Corey Hart Sunglasses at Night, Green Legion Radio, Get Tanked Happy Hour.
Baby, come back.
Any kind of fool could see.
What a
I was wrong, and I just can't live without you. All right.
But to what you're saying,
I might give up that false start penalty that he had every game. Just to make sure that Carson doesn't go down.
Carson's okay.
And I don't know where to go with this. I don't know what they're thinking. Again, you know, we're 4 days into it, five days into it.
Right.
But, you know, maybe there's a plan. And you know what? I have to think there is a plan. But right now, that is the position that makes me most nervous.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't make me nervous. Yeah, because I know that things – put it this way. I know that Jordan Mailata or Dillard is not going to do what Vitae did on their first play.
Exactly.
You remember? We had to get Carson a whole new damn dude.
Then Vitae got paid.
He got paid this year.
Talk about going from fucking one extreme to another.
I know, but it's like the thing was, it's like his very first play. Ryan Kerrigan. Ryan Kerrigan ran around him like he was still in his thing.
He was still in a fucking stroller.
And if you see me I was at a bar doing an appearance for the Eagles on the Eagles away game watch party because they were in D.C. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this doesn't look good.
No,
we got to get him another jersey. But for him to settle down, and also in the game in London when one of our guys went down and we had to put Vitae back in there, and the Ndikwe guy, he was killing him. They start going away from him. So I don't, as much as if we're prepared for it, I'm not as worried about it as everybody else is, because I feel like with Stoutland is the offensive line coach. He's going to get somebody prepared.
And I wanted to bring this up.
Okay.
And I need your everybody gets slayed tonight. Confidant.
Okay.
All right. So if in fact we're able to trade for Ngakoue.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's something that you have to remember, and everybody's just thinking about this. They're blindsiding themselves.
Right.
Okay. If we give up a 2000, if we give up our first round pick,
right,
in 2021 for Ngakoue,
right,
and move Barnett. Mm-hmm. All right, that's kind of what this package is looking like.
Is that what the package looks like?
Yeah. All right. Okay. Ngakoue's coming, and he's going to get paid.
He's going to get paid, but he's young also.
I get that.
Right.
But what you have to remember is, as an organization, mm-hmm, if you're going to be ultra competitive,
right,
I'm not saying a dynasty.
Well, go ahead.
Let me finish. I'm not saying a dynasty. I'm saying if you're going to be ultra competitive, you're going to be in it every year.
Every year, yeah.
Okay? You have to hit on some of your draft picks.
Damn, Skippy.
Because, okay, we can give up our first. This is where people are not paying attention.
Right.
Eagles fans, Philadelphia fans, please listen to me here. All right, do I want Ngakoue as much as the rest of us?
Damn, Skippy.
Fuck yeah. Okay, but he's going to command how much? $18 million a year?
$17 or $18. He's going to command up there.
You have to hit on a draft pick that comes in,
right,
on a five-year contract where he is getting paid dick.
Right. It's
You can't just say, okay, I have no problem giving up our 2021 first-round pick. Mm-hmm. To know that I have an established player.
Exactly.
Because that established player is going to be making $15 million a year, right, more than the guy that you have to hit on.
Yep. And you have to hit on that.
You have to.
This is
what's killing this team.
Yeah.
You know why this team has not been in the NFC Championship game every year for the last 3 years?
What's that?
It's because they haven't hit on their first-round picks.
Damn.
I believe Miles, that. Well, and even second. But first round, first or second round, you have to get a Vince Carter.
Sid Nay. And that's why your first two picks contribute. Nope, they contribute that year.
No. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm saying, all right, your first two picks,
uh-huh,
have to be players,
right?
Right away. And if they're not, then
you messed up.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
You fucked up.
And this is case in point. During my draft class, a lot of people don't know my draft class. Jermaine Mayberry, and guess who's second pick?
Who?
The greatest of all time,
Brian Dawkins.
Yes, second round pick.
Right.
Yes. Those are the guys. Put it this way.
We have lost.
Okay.
All right. Remember when we drafted Bobby Taylor?
Right.
Remember when we drafted Lito Shepherd and Sheldon Brown
in the first couple of rounds, year? Yeah. And now look at this though. Peep this though. In what I just said, I was kind of skeptical because I was an undrafted free agent, but they cut everybody that they drafted on the second day.
Ugh.
I'm talking about the Ray didn't fuck around. No, he did not give a fuck.
Give a shit.
If you could play, you could play. And that's when I first met. I don't know if I ever told you that story. That's when I first met Ronnie Lott. It was fucking sweet. He was like
Ronnie.
Yeah.
Ronnie.
He showed that.
What's
to me.
What's up, Ronnie?
He was out of practice, and he was like Fat T. They called me Fat T because it was a bunch of Thomases. He's like Fat T. He's like, I want you to meet somebody.
T.
I was like, this Ronnie Lott.
Get your fat ass back here. Who do you think has to go back
it's
out?
Ronnie
Lott.
It was Ronnie Lott. So he talked to him, and he told him, and it was the best, the most endearing thing that I think anybody has ever said about me. He's like, he's got that dog in him.
Yeah. You still have that dog in you.
A little bit.
Why do you think I hang out with you?
All right, big dog. What's up?
Big dog.
Yes, sir.
I want you to, right now, make everybody in Philadelphia feel in love with Everybody Gets Darius Slade tonight.
Big Play Darius Slay.
Go ahead.
To be in love with Big Play Darius Slay, all you have to do is look at.
He's going
to
get beat.
He's going to get beat. Not really.
But not much.
Not really. He's going to be way better than what we've seen. See, now, Philadelphia, we're not accustomed to seeing this. It's been quite some time since we've seen this ordeal where a DB turns around and intercepts the ball instead of getting caught. He's got 19 interceptions over the past 3 years. He's went up against our nemesis, Amari Cooper, a couple of times. Amari Cooper, 12 targets, only 3 catches, no touchdowns.
By the way, real fast, and I don't mean to interrupt because I want Hollis to continue this Darius Slay role.
Yes.
Dallas Cowboys
have
made one free agent move other than re-signing Prescott,
Sean
Cooper,
Lee.
Sean Lee.
No.
They got
Clinton Dix, yeah.
Okay, so we're doing a hell of a lot better than the rest of the NFC East. So, anyway, slay me. Hollis, slay me.
So, also with Big Play Slay, he's been thrown at the least amount. He always goes after the top receiver. And if you go and look at his stats versus everybody else's stats versus the top receiver, including
he Devontae shut down Cooper, right?
And Adams. Cooper and Adams. Adams from Green Bay. Yes. And so when I look at the way they did this, I was happy. I was actually happy. A lot of people wanted us to go after some of those diva-ass receivers. The one thing that you have to know about those diva-ass receivers, and you had to go all the way back to Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh had a committee that he put together for free agents to see if they would mesh or be able, because Bill Walsh said that missing on a free agent is like missing on a first-round draft pick.
And Walsh has to remember, you don't have that. When he was there, he didn't have the rookie salary cap.
Yeah, you did. You didn't have a rookie salary cap.
You didn't.
But you still, it's still to this day. If you miss on a first round or second round pick, you fucked up because you give the guy 5 years, and you're not gonna cut him, and you're probably gonna miss. Put it this way, okay? This is because somebody just brought this up to me. John Harris in the Quakaloo.
John Harris.
No, in the Quakaloo. Do you remember Indy Kalu?
Yeah.
You remember what he did when they released him and he went to the Redskins?
No.
Now you don't remember because he had about 30 sacks.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Well, Derek Burgess did the same thing when he went to Oakland.
Yes, but this
3
is,
years in a Pro Bowl.
John Harris was a first round pick. Indy Kalu
was Harris was a freak.
And that's about it. But Indy Kalu was a fourth or fifth round pick that they had to release, and I will never forget this moment for as long as I live. When they had to release Indy, the defensive line coach was crying.
Really?
He was crying.
Really?
And it was like wow.
All right. All right. Obviously it looks like we're not going to be able to get rid of Alshon Jeffrey.
No, we're not. Huh? We still got D-Jack, too, right?
We still have D-Jack.
Yeah. You draft a young one.
And here we go. And here's crazy. Ready?
Okay.
Here is crazy.
What is crazy?
Thought.
Give us.
All right. If you would have told me last year, before the start of the season, you were going into football.
Right.
You were starting, all right, with the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
With Alshon as your number one receiver,
yep.
DeSean Jackson your D-Jack. Number two, and Greg Ward your slot receiver.
If
you would have told me that you were going into the season with your number one receiver, Alshon Jeffrey,
right,
your number two, DeSean Jackson,
right, D-Jack,
and your slot receiver, Greg Ward,
mm-hmm.
would you have been ecstatic?
I would.
I would have too.
Because mainly because I well go ahead.
Hold on. Just a simple yes or no.
Yes.
I would have been
ecstatic.
Absolutely ecstatic.
Ecstatic, yes.
Okay, guess what?
That.
Right now, Philadelphia Eagles, starting the season, your number one receiver, Alshon Jeffrey.
Boom shakalaka.
Your number two receiver.
The Jack.
DeSean Jackson.
Correct, Amundo.
Your slot receiver.
G. Ward.
Greg Ward. You don't feel as comfortable, do you?
Mainly because of what the...
You don't feel as comfortable.
I feel comfortable, mainly because I don't pay attention to
anybody. Come on.
I feel comfortable because I don't...
I don't feel comfortable with any of it other than Greg Ward holding down the slot.
And the tight ends.
Hold on. I'm not talking about tight end.
Okay.
All right. We got Ertz locked up for how many more years? Three?
Three.
Goddard's on a
rookie
year.
Rookie deal.
No, year two of his.
Rookie deal.
Well, he's on year. He's coming into year three.
Of his rookie deal.
Of his rookie. Five years. Okay.
Yeah, well, it says 4 years, right. But then they option
us up. Why are we not as comfortable with it now as we would have been a year ago? That right there is what scares me. And I will say it right now.
Say it!
Quimby from the Green Legion says, as much as you think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be drafting a wide receiver at 21, they will be drafting a left tackle.
Offensive lineman.
An offensive lineman at left tackle. Everybody says, we need playmakers, we need playmakers, we need playmakers, we need playmakers. We have five.
Yeah. Actually,
we have five.
And you know what?
And they had a shit season altogether last year, except for Greg Ward,
right,
who emerged as the, thank God, replacement for Nelson
Aguilar.
I can't catch the coronavirus Aguilar.
And the one thing in what you're saying is true. It's true because when those skill guys go down, you still have to have the presence up front to be able to do anything. And the guy, you're always going to find guys who are hungry, who want to catch the ball, who want to make a name for themselves.
Tyrese, Fast and Furious 2. We hungry. That's why I say right now, don't expect the polished, beautiful position player
from
LSU. Eagles have to draft.
Only thing,
a left tackle.
Yeah,
they have to draft an offensive left tackle.
Only thing that I could see them not drafting left tackle is if one of those top tier cornerbacks are still there from one of those universities.
I think he's fine with what they have.
I guarantee you, if Diggs is there from Alabama or the kid out of LSU, which I don't think that they're going to be there.
I think that Howie wants to prove everybody wrong about Sidney Jones.
Yeah, he's not going to prove everybody.
I like Sidney.
I like Sidney as a person.
I think.
Now hold on.
Sidney.
He did come through towards the end of one of the games, yeah. But I don't know if that was this.
Maybe he's finally healthy. All right.
This is his fourth year.
I'd love to see Rasul.
This is his fourth year.
Not at cornerback anymore.
Who are you telling? I'd rather see him at safety.
Yep, safety.
Yeah, where they moved Jalen.
Right. But now you're not as formidable. You're not scaring anybody. Right. However, you go out and you get Yannick Ngakoue.
Woo!
Woo!
The heat is on.
The heat is on.
Yeah! It's on the streets.
Big dog.
What's that?
Well, let's finish this up.
Yeah, let's put a bow on this puppy. I've enjoyed my time with you people. Not you people, my people, our people.
You people.
and for the jackass, it was I reposted when we brought in Slay. And so somebody told me something, mentioned Bradley Fletcher. I was like, if you don't
you
stop.
You got to be shitting me.
Yeah, yeah. And somebody corrected him, and I'm glad I didn't have
you
to go
have
into
to do it.
I didn't have to go into a dissertation about doing it. Because sometimes, you know, with people. It's like Bradley Fletcher, who I already knew before he came here. A lot of people didn't know that. When Bradley Fletcher came here, I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
Right.
Because his feet was bigger than mine, but he didn't run fast as me.
Do you have any final thoughts?
Final thoughts?
I have a couple.
Okay. My main final thoughts are stay safe. Stay safe, you know, and pretty much pay attention to
what they're don't get too much close too close to people.
And stay away from the massive things and just so we can get through so we can all get through this thing as a people. As people, you know.
Hey man, stay away from the elderly, stay away from families with young children, don't put them at risk.
Yes, because
you know, let's put us. If we're going to put anybody at risk, let's put us
put
at risk.
Yeah, put the
people that can fight it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Off my chest.
Okay.
If we were going to grab another cornerback,
mm-hmm.
I would have overpaid Chris Harris, who only got a $20 million contract for 2 years.
Right.
Sorry, I know you said. When before the show started,
he wasn't coming out here. He wasn't coming out here though.
Hold on, a couple million dollars more a year. That'll change your mind real fast.
He still wasn't coming out here.
I loved Chris Harris.
I thought that too.
We should have got. I would have taken him over Darius Slay.
No, I wouldn't.
Because it would have opened up the ability to get Yannick Ngakoue.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Anyway, mm-hmm. I could be wrong. I usually am.
Not right. It's your opinion.
I'm also going to say this.
And I like that, though.
For Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans, if you weren't with them when they were 7-9, don't be with them when they're 8-8 this year.
Before you get up for that final snack, I want you to know I've got your cat.
Oh, my God. That's fucking great.
You remember Alf?
Yeah, of course I do. Dude, that's awesome.
I was like, before we go,
yeah.
So I'm watching the free agency frenzy unfold, and why we were talking about two 40-some year old guys. Now, I can understand with Brady because of his accomplished, a lack thereof. But then you look at they were talking about Phillip Rivers. And they were talking about it was a good move to go to Indianapolis. I was like, what the hell for? I was like, you went away. First of all, he went away from where
he went away from Spanos, which might be the dumbest owner in the NFL.
Not only that, but he had playmakers out there. You had
playmakers in Indy?
Yeah, but they're not the Giants that they have in San Diego.
Hold on a second.
The Giants.
He got a 1 year deal for $26 million in his 16th season
exactly.
in the NFL.
And guess how many times he's went to the NFC Championship game?
Doesn't matter.
I don't put it this way.
Have you ever seen his family?
It's a bunch of them. It's a bunch of them.
No, it's a goddamn litter.
I know.
All right.
But the thing,
he has 15 brothers and sisters. He is the oldest.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
There might have been a little family pressure to say, we don't want to change our lifestyle.
You know,
sorry.
But no, he was going to play, but him and the Chargers, I just didn't see where everybody was up in arms about him going to Indianapolis. They already had a guy in Jacoby Brissett.
I disagree. Jacoby Brissett has a shelf.
Not really.
Yeah, he does. If you didn't see it last year, I was watching
religiously
because I bet the over on every fucking game they were in.
So peep this then. So you got a guy who's coming up for 16 years. One time, a couple of years in a row, he's had LaDainian Tomlinson, Antonio Gates, Vincent Jackson, and Keenan Allen, and Keenan McCardle.
Okay.
As his receivers. And he couldn't get it done.
Where are you going with this?
KIT, he couldn't get it done. So what makes
they never addressed the defense.
They had Sean Merriman.
Yo.
They was number
Sean
one.
Sean Merriman. They had Junior Seau.
And they were number one in defense.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They did nothing to address after those players
see,
left.
This is what I crack up at. Is if I have to add people you're supposed to be our savior, you can't put us on your back. Get the hell out of here. why am I paying you $25 million?
I'll be honest with you.
I guarantee you that he's not going to have a better record than Jacoby Brissett.
Okay.
Here you go. In a clutch situation this past season, sir, he threw four picks and no interceptions.
He plays for the Chargers. How can you get up for that? The entire organization, which I know mm-hmm. I've had to work with, a few times over the last 18 seasons I've been doing.
This is your legacy we're talking about, though.
All right. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Thug Life, West Side.
Okay. Interesting question I'm going to pose to you.
Okay.
And I want you to be fucking honest. Yes, I don't want you to go right off.
No, no.
Right from Jump Street. Honest,
yeah.
Would you take Phillip Rivers over Carson Wentz if they add one other offensive piece with this team right now?
No. You want to know why? Because they're both the same in the fucking playoffs.
I would.
I wouldn't. You want to know why? Because neither one of them has a fourth quarter comeback.
True.
Boom!
Boom!
Boom! Boom! And on top of that, Carson is younger. I can teach Carson shit. Phillip Rivers
well,
is old.
No, and here you go. Maybe part of the plan is
right.
to get a little pedigree into uh-huh. Jacoby.
And I hope so. Because I like Jacoby Brissett. It's the thing that I don't like is the fact that they're asking this
kid. I think he's slow.
He is a little slow, but he's a quarterback that he makes the right decisions. And I hate the fact that they're bringing this guy in here, and if they think he's going to be the end all to be all, but I just don't. Only other than learning from other than being a $25 million teacher, that's all I can see.
They have the money.
Yeah. Good thing.
I want to know what his. He threw. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all right. So you got it. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah. T.Y. Hilton.
And
okay.
Bjorn.
All right.
16-8. 7-8 when he was.
No, he threw 18 touchdowns
right.
last year.
To what? But he was hurt.
Well, it doesn't. The touchdown to interception
yeah, that does matter.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it does matter because
no,
they run the ball.
Doesn't.
They run the ball a lot.
Well, it doesn't fucking matter because you're 26th in the league in touchdowns, and T.Y. Hilton's kind of a stud.
Yeah, T.Y. Hilton wasn't playing all the time either.
I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying.
I
but
think this comes up.
Yeah.
Your quarterback rating was 21st in the league at 50.1.
Okay.
There's your answer to that question. Okay. Anyway.
But I hope he can add some knowledge to the kid because he's a young kid and I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
I think it's a $26 million investment
right.
in Jacoby Brissett's future.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
I can do that.
Yeah.
And they don't have that much invested in Jacoby, but you know.
Yeah, not yet.
And you know what the thing is? I'm glad that they add quality competition.
Well, of course.
But you know Phillip Rivers is going to play.
Anyway, Green Legion Radio, the Get Tanked Happy Hour. We hope
you
guys enjoyed everything you heard this evening. We've had a long show. Kind of awesome. This was a fun
awesome
show.
Sauce.
Our sponsors again, Miller Lite, Stateside Vodka, Workhorse Brewing, Bucks County Baseball Company, David Dodge Chrysler Jeep, all the Cavanaugh's restaurants throughout the city, Delilah's Bourbon Blue, the Bayou and Cactus in Manayunk, the Manayunk Sport and Social Club, all City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Echelon Health and Fitness across the bridge, Somo Sophie, and in Manayunk, Sean Brace, Philly Influencer, 4th and John, 102.5 The Gambler, and Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Everybody, we will be back
soon.
Probably Monday.
Possibly.
Because we're
quarantined.
We have nothing else to fucking do.
Not only that, we're quarantined. This shit can't go on that long.
Exactly. Exactly. Everybody, we
appreciate you
coming out. And on behalf of Hollis, myself, Diaz, who didn't bother to call in.
Shut up, Diaz.
We will see you next time.